Okay, gotcha there. And just that QSO though, I mean, I was just gonna ask you real quick before we get off. What does QSO stand for? Because I wondered that when I heard people say it on ham radio, you know, before I got my license and I was just listening and not transmitting, but I was always hearing people say QSO sometimes. What exactly does it mean if you don't mind really quick? Over.
Yeah, not a problem. QSO is what we're doing right now. We are having a conversation. QSY would be change frequency. QTH would be your home. You know, if you want, jump on Google and type in ham radio Q codes, and you should get a big list of all the Q codes, and they're all derived from CW. Because it was always easier back in the day for people to type in, you know, thanks for the QSO than, you know, typing thanks for the, you know, long conversation and good times, you know. And the same thing with the QTH. My home is, you know, in Michigan. The QTH is in Michigan. You know, it's just a little bit easier to transmit that message with just a couple of Morse code dits and dahs. So, and I'm no expert on all of this, so I could be mistaken at times. So don't grill me too bad if I get something wrong, anyone listening. But all right, I'll send it over to you, KEAWUO.